And welcome back to your favorite reality crystal show, Wizard Quest, sponsored this season by the Just Roll With It podcast and the tabletop role-playing game Behind the Magic. When we last left our heroes, the haunted wizard Bane, the conscientious barbarian Bigastivus, the gorgeous sorcerer Sapphire, the gentle ranger Thea, and the mysterious seer Mothman, they had just finished their shopping trips and were bringing back the spoils. Is what they gathered going to be enough to take down the evil wizard Soren Markov and save Gothant City? Outfight, outmagic, outshine. This is Wizard Quest.
I guess when you guys get there, Bane already has like a sweet like booth set like area. And she's got a pitcher of sangria on the table.
Oh, hell yeah.
And she also has, like there's peanuts and stuff for snacking, but there's also a little, like, bar snack bowl, and it's, like, baked mealworms.
Aw.
That's so sweet.
Bane has a heart of gold.
Yeah, I think Mothman comes in still holding Bigastivus, and it's just like, shh, he's asleep.
Bane makes a high-pitched noise, and then after that is silent. and is just sipping her sangria out of a large novelty, like, fishbowl goblet.
Bigastivus wakes in a start and just roundhouse punches someone. Full out. Knocks someone out on the floor.
The poor waiter coming over to take our order.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I hate loud noises and just it makes Bigastivus really violent. You have my apologies. And then he kind of like steps over the body and like goes to sit down.
What does it look like on the interior? What do Bane and Mothman, or not Bane, what does Bigastivus and Mothman walk into?
Judge's bones, yeah.
We know what, like, white shiplap on the outside and daisies. What does the inside look like? Also, wizard bar in the basement.
I want to lean into a courtroom because it's the judge's bones. I feel like I would, if I was in a bar that looked like a courtroom with like all of the benches and stuff, and there's like a place where the judge is, but actually the bartender, I think that's actually a dope idea for a bar.
Okay, hear me out though. What if it's like TGI instead of like vintage memorabilia? It's just judge stuff.
Powdered wigs.
I love that. Like old, like precedents. It's just like stacks of paper. Just like, wow, look at that.
Wow, I didn't know that guy won that case.
Their court proceedings stapled to the wall.
Yep. So much.
It's
history.
A gavel instead of a surfboard.
I'm into it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna say there's no like. Outside of you know that maybe Bane was in the area, there's really no connection between her and the place that she chose to meet for drinks.
But yeah, I think Bigastivus sits down, pours himself a great old glass of sangria, and then places giant fish bindle onto the table.
Bane immediately starts rummaging through the bindle.
Bigastivus thinks you will find everything quite in order. I did exactly what you asked, and here it is.
I think Bigastivus and Mothman have the same smug expression on their faces. Yep. Of, we did the best job.
And Bane also holds out her hand to be like, change?
It's a good thing. I think we should all strive for it.
Mothman shakes.
Oh my god!
Shakes Bane's hand.
Oh, no, change can be a terrible thing. She says super severely, looking at Bigastivus, and then says, but would be worse is if you bought this and there was no remaining money.
How much money did Bane give us to begin with?
I'm gonna say that Bane gave you 24 gold pieces.
Okay, Mothman's gonna give Bane back 4 gold.
Oh,
where did the other 4 gold go?
Mothman does not know how to count.
Oh.
But you know what does count? Pain. What's in here? This is me poking you in the chest.
And then Bane will hold up the picture of the heart to explain to Mothman what he's talking about.
Mothman takes Biggest Divas's hand and moves it over where his heart is actually located.
Your culture's so rich.
Oh my god, are we gonna have like a ninja assassin moment where the heart's on the other side?
I mean, all the pieces are in place.
All right, Chekhov's moth heart.
And I think Mothman definitely brags too and is like, can you believe this person wanted to charge us 14 gold for it? And instead, I got him to go down to 16.
Bane is half in the bag and also half in the bindle. And Bane looks seriously at you and decides it's a fight she's not willing to have. She's just there should be more money here, but she's not willing to she's not ready to go into it. She's just Bane will say to Mothman, you're right. You definitely negotiated a different price. And then we'll continue going through the bag and we'll finish off with, is this all tuna?
Yes, it is.
And no dairy and no gluten.
Big, deep sigh. You have met the assignment.
It is also not the meat, according to Biggest Stevis.
Mm-hmm. It's only fish.
Did you get yourself snacks, or are you just going to snack on fish?
I figure we need to rough it, so Biggest Stevis is okay just eating fish.
Mm. The Mothman will make you a mealworm patty at one point.
Bane starts going through a map in her head. It's very fuzzy. Of like, okay, I think on the way there's like a fantasy Costco we can stop at and quickly grab like a bag of rice or something. This is fine. The plan is not up.
You have a ranger with you too. I'm sure it's fine.
But you said nothing in the Underdark or Underworld.
We can get stuff before there. Probably, also, maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sapphire is allergic to Costco.
Mm. A fantasy Whole Foods.
Mm. Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
We'll stop at fantasy Whole Foods and grab some quinoa. Some fantasy quinoa.
Yeah, no, fantasy Whole Foods makes a lot more sense. And I think this is probably the point where Sapphire and Theo walk in. Well, we have gotten everything that we could possibly need. And puts the shopping bags on the table. And if there's a magic item for each of you, I will, like, leave it to you to describe what it is. Because it's definitely tailored to your specific tastes and whatever Sapphire has learned about you in the 5 minutes we've known each other.
You know how Sting glows around danger?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm now picturing a mace that glows when there isn't danger.
Perfect.
So that Mothman doesn't become distracted in the middle of a fight.
And of course it calls the danger to us because it glows.
Exactly.
Sapphire is so good at shopping. What did Sapphire get?
Sapphire got a medallion of some kind, I think.
Mystery medallion.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's probably giving her extra magic armor, some bullshit, but it's a beautiful necklace as well. And it goes perfectly with her clothes.
And Thea, did you get a cloak that doesn't match the rest of your outfit?
I mean, it probably still matches, but it is a different color.
What color is it, if I may ask?
Slightly off green.
No,
teal.
Teal, yep.
That's a mix of sapphire and green. So, like, oh,
true.
Oh my. What does it do?
It is probably some, like, magic protection or something.
Nice. Wait.
Extra sneaky times.
Yes.
Steve?
A belt of lifting, like, you don't even know, bro.
Nice.
Belt of lifting. Wonderful.
Like you don't.
Like you, like, sorry, like you don't even.
Even know.
No. With a K?
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
Okay.
This was a high end boutique.
They can afford Ks.
They can afford a bit of K. Great. Can I say, Bane got two things. The first thing is not magical. It's just a foundation with SPF.
Yes.
It actually matches her skin tone. It is the lightest, like, it's porcelain. Like, it's
paper white and then go another shade lighter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's almost bluish. Hey, almost bluish.
That's like my foundation.
No, it's just my skin color.
I am so white.
I mean, sometimes people do be having that skin tone.
Yep.
Bane gets a porcelain SPF 90 foundation. It's got aloe in it, so, like, it also soothes.
Amazing.
And the gift gotten to her is, I'm going to say it's also a belt, like a chain belt, but Bane doesn't immediately know what it's for, other than to cinch her waist in and give her some shape, some body. So now Bane has this silver chain going around her waist, changing her silhouette a bit, which is a bit jarring for her. You'll notice over the course of us sitting here drinking, the chain kind of just disappears and the shadows go back into where they were, as if they've absorbed the magical properties of whatever the chain was.
Oh, so you prefer your physical silhouette unaltered? That's totally fine. All bodies are good bodies.
That is so kind. Thank you.
It's working for you.
Also, I can't help this. This just happens. Once we get my mask back, we might be able to try on some new things. But until then, the energies of the dark will continue to seep out from me.
You should probably get that looked at.
And Bane slams her drink down and says, "That's why we're here."
I'm not a doctor. I mean, I know I'm the best at magic, but I'm not a doctor.
My mistake. The quest. The adventure.
Oh, okay.
And Bane pours everyone out a glass of sangria. You also all get fishbowls. I guess Mothman, they wouldn't want... Would they want sangria? There's fruit in it.
Yeah, I think the Mothman just, like, sticks their hand into the glass, pulls out a fruit, and just nibbles on it.
You know what? It's got a large opening. It's a fishbowl, so you can just, like, get up in there.
Yeah, but they put their hand in it and just pull out a fruit and just eat it. It just nibbles on that, and it looks over at Sapphire and is like, "And how much did you spend on these?"
Oh, about 70% of what you gave me. I did have to get their best potions, you know. And I think we'll be good between five of us.
Change. I have to adjust the budget.
Right. Change.
Yes, because you are not good like the Mothman. The Mothman got 14 gold worth of fish for 16 gold.
And Bigastivus is always changing, always growing.
Good for you, Bigastivus. And I'm gay, and even I know that math is not mathing.
No, that's not how numbers work, unfortunately.
Yes, I am.
It is how being gay works.
It is.
When it comes to bargaining, you want the best deal. And the best deal requires the biggest number. So
no, it requires you to get the biggest number. And
yes,
for
it requires
them to get
me
the smallest.
To get the biggest number. So I got the biggest number of 16 compared to his 40.
I don't have the energy for this. I just hands you the gold.
Yeah, Bane is like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
It doesn't seem like it is.
Wait till Sapphire learns how much Mothman actually spent.
Bane also says, oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot what?
Bane forgot what Bane was going to say. No, yeah, just, I guess, I've forgotten what I was going to say. So I'm going to say, how else was the trip? Did you see any of the other teams buying stuff?
Not where we went.
No.
Saw some of them, around the marketplace, but...
I believe the biggest Divas shoved one into the sea.
Yeah, he did. High fives.
Bane accepts a high five, but
it's like earth shattering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bane's like shaking in her seat after it from the vibrations. Bane remembered what Bane was going to say. Bane leans forward to Sapphire and Thea and says, you guys like tuna, right?
I love fish.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
We're going to have sashimi a lot.
Brilliant.
Great.
If you like sides, there's a fantasy Whole Foods on the way out of town.
Good. We'll stop there, pick up some vegetables.
Yeah. Probably can't survive on fish alone for 8 days.
Well, if that's how we're going to be on this trip, I'm going to need, the biggest cheeseburger you have before we go.
I thought you weren't eating meat.
It's cheat day.
Or the dairy.
It's gluten. It's a cheeseburger. It only has cheese in it.
Oh, God.
Just big groan.
I feel like Thea's expression probably reflects Bane's internal feelings a little.
So, this is kind of the first time we've all been able to, sit and talk seriously without other people necessarily eavesdropping. Why don't we go through and say what we're all good at?
Yeah, biggest Steve will go first. Oh no, Mothman, by all means.
No, biggest Steve, you go first.
So biggest Steve is really good at just empathy, really just understanding what people are feeling and using that to help drive a conversation.
That'll be super useful.
I also have a really big axe, and it's called the Decapitator, and I just cut people's heads off.
I would have led with that, but. Yep.
Wow.
Decapitator. That is a very big axe.
Thank you.
No! You suck.
Oh! Sorry. Sorry. No, I understand what you're going for now. Okay, set me up again. No, rewind. Cut it. Just cut it. It's fine. Rewind. Say it again.
Could I? Yes. Will I? Remains to be seen.
Oh, so you get to not cut things.
So, yes. So biggest Steve, that is a big axe.
Batman, for you.
Batman? Why the Batman?
I don't know. I just really drive it home.
I try to throw you a Bane quote, and here we are.
I feel like this is the only opportunity I'm going to get this entire section to do a Bane voice, so I really wanted to just drive it home.
Hell yeah.
I love how I don't even know most of these quotes.
Ah, Mothman.
The Mothman can fly.
Fly. And
I'm good at eating insects. I am good at
Can you kill people?
I suppose I am good at writing. I have been told that I am an excellent writer.
What does your name tag look like?
It looks like, I'm going to steal from a buddy on this one, but it looks like somebody wrote their name in the same script from like a horror movie.
Oh my goodness.
Good.
Hmm. And let's see, what else is the Mothman good at? The Mothman has good memory skills. And I can always tell you which way the sun is.
Even in the underworld?
As long as I can see the sun, I can tell you which direction it is.
Hmm.
The Mothman does get confused sometimes. I did think that candle over there was the sun briefly.
Mm.
If you'll excuse me. And Mothman like climbs over Biggest Evis and just walks over to the candle.
And just stares right.
And just stares right into it.
Yeah, Bane just trucks along. And Thea, what about you? Shooting things, I imagine.
Yes, I am very good at that.
Nice.
That, hunting, gathering, scouting, somewhat keeping Sapphire out of trouble occasionally.
What? I don't need to be kept out of trouble. I am.
Yes, you
do not.
So Sapphire's good at getting into trouble.
Oh, also little bit of healing. Not an actual healer, but I can manage like emergency stuff.
Oh, that's good. I was wondering about that. I have some spells in my back pocket, but
sometimes a little bit of pain and discomfort is what you really need to really reflect on who you are to grow.
That is so wise.
Yes, but we also don't want to be bleeding.
Tomato, tomato.
And Sapphire, you're the best at magic, right?
Yes, I am the best at magic.
Best at magic.
Particularly elemental spells. But all kinds of magic, really.
Excellent. And my specialty is on rending the souls out of the bodies of my enemies. So I think we've got a pretty good, well-rounded group here.
Nice.
So I put out some feelers, and I have some potential ideas for how we can be the ones to get first crack at Makov. Yeah, he's after, as we had in the briefing, he's after some magical artifacts, and he doesn't have them all, allegedly. So if we were to potentially get one of them, we could use them to put him in an awkward position.
Like a headlock?
Among other things, yeah.
I'm into it. So do we know where the next item is? Or the closest one? Maybe we just grab that real quick. With, of course, everyone's permission.
Bane puts a big atlas that she has taken from downstairs on top of the tuna bag and starts pointing to an area in the underworld and says, right here is the last known location of the skull of Sending. It's necessary for what he's trying to do, and if we can get it on our way to Gothant, we can use it against him.
Oh, we do have to go through there anyway.
Yeah, this
Skull of Sending. What does it do?
It's, well, the name is actually kind of a misnomer. It actually sends you to hell. It's an explosive.
Oh, so we can use that against him too.
It's twofold. Two-pronged attack.
Wow, you are really good at this planning thing.
Yes. Yes, add that to my things that I'm good at. Planning. I also have discovered that he may or may not have killed the entire ruling family, but we know at least one is likely alive at time of speaking. The Princess Eternia. I haven't met her. She seems nice.
She hot?
The portrait seemed to say so. And she pulls out a magazine instead and puts it on top of the very fancy Atlas. It's like a US Weekly, but like a goth ant weekly. And she flips past like bandit attacks, like increasing, and flips to like some pictures of just the princess. She looks good. She looks good.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll save her. Damn.
Oh, also he's not using he's using union labor, but like not the good unions.
Got it. We need to bust that union. Oh,
no. I'm not going to correct you. You're absolutely right.
Because I was getting some bad vibes from that one. Look, either way, I think this sounds like a pretty solid plan. Like, what, we go to the underworld, you know, ask for directions, and then head up to Gotham and save Princess Eternia, return all the artifacts from Markov, and bing, bam, boom, we're done, right?
Well, okay, we're not just defeating him. It would bring me a lot of joy if we could exact horrible torture and vengeance upon him as well. If you're all down for that, that would be just delightful.
I mean, that would drive ratings. People love murder.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Oh, awesome! And he marks down, like, she has a page open in her notebook, and it says, violent murder, yes or no? And she puts a check beside, like, people's names underneath, like it's a... It's a checklist. Like, okay, so Sapphire's down for violent torture and murder.
Of course she is.
I mean, let's be honest here. You know, if there's a chance for him to grow and change, I'd be willing to put in the effort. But if not, yeah, let's fucking wreck his face.
I think he's had many opportunities in the past, and he broke my heart and stole my mask, and I'm sick and tired of people giving him excuses. I just think that he should suffer.
This is a very convincing argument. I have no questions. Yeah, let's go murder him.
No questions, no notes. Great plan. All right.
Thea, what did you think? You look kind of like a square.
I feel like she's heard that before. So
does Thea in fact look like a square? This is important. Important context. What is the shape of Thea's glasses that I presume she's wearing?
God, I don't think she has glasses.
Okay, I gotta change my sketches.
I feel like that has been attributed to her before, though. Possibly by the person sitting next to her at the moment.
Squares are great shapes.
Yeah, square is a great shape.
All bodies are good bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sapphire just turns and looks at you expectantly. Like, there's nothing wrong with Steve calling you a square.
Uh-huh.
Also, how do you feel about doing some horrible thing for everyone to see?
Can I get back to you on that?
Come on, do a murder with me. It'll be a bonding experience.
Well, since there's probably no way out of actually doing the murder, then... Yep. Okay.
Yes. That's
good. Good call, Thea. Take control. This adventure can be the instrument of your liberation.
What am I being liberated from?
Squareness?
Squareness.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, great.
Bane holds up a hand for a high five.
Yeah, she will give you a high five.
Nice. And then Bane refills everyone's sangria.
Hell yeah.
To us, an unnamed group of people, I'm going to put this out here, Biggest Divas and the Meat Pals, but we don't have to design it on right now. But here's, let's go to hell and then kill someone. Because we're not squares.
I like the not squares.
Oh yeah, the not squares.
Who are you? Not squares.
Ooh.
I was gonna go with Sapphire Spell Swords, but I like not squares.
Well, these are all in the running. is Mothman still staring at a candle?
Currently, yes.
Got it.
It's a very rich culture.
didn't they retrieve them for make sure they know what's happening?
Bane does a spell, does a dancing lights kind of vibe, and just like there's lights that are like a trail to like you know, he would lay out like some candy or something to like get like.
And Mothman just follows the line of lights back to the table.
Yeah. Just follow the lights back to the table. There's the biggest light is around the tuna bag.
Mothman just like stands up in front of the tuna bag.
And then the light extinguishes. And it's like, okay.
Oh, hello.
Welcome back.
Did you have a good time?
I did, thank you.
Oh, good. So just a final thing we just need to go over here. How do you feel about vicious murder?
Oh, the Mothman has viciously murdered many of their enemies.
Oh, good. Okay, that's perfect. And how do you feel about stealing artifacts of great power?
I believe I've been told that that is similar to colonialism, and that it's not good.
What if we're stealing it from, and she flips like a page, and it shows like what looks like the exterior of the British Museum, but it's not the British Museum, it's the Underworld Museum. And she's like, what if we stole it from here?
What's there?
Oh, and she looks around, like, expecting everyone else to recognize, like, the big dramatic reveal she's done. No one's...
I don't know what that is,
yeah.
What?
They stole all the artifacts that are in this museum, and then we're going to steal them, thus make us liberators, not colonizers.
Yes.
Is it really much better if we're stealing them back for our own purposes?
I mean, it's not stealing if we're doing it.
Yeah,
I'm
because I want them.
I'm gonna level here with you. I only did this moral exercise for your sakes. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. This is fine.
Don't be a square.
Yeah. What? Yeah, what's the name of our group? Squares.
We're the not squares.
Not squares.
Our group has a name. When did that happen?
Just right now.
Oh, well, the Mothman is indeed not square shaped.
No, you're.
See?
I'm more of a. Perfect. And I think Mothman just like opens up their wings and just gets dust everywhere again. It's like the Mothman is more of a semicircle.
I feel like Bane is getting really good at anticipating this and covered up her, the opening of her drink just to make sure no sparkles got in the sangria.
So I think Biggest Eva thinks that's it. I mean, we have our stuff. We have a plan. I say we go to hell.
Yeah, let's do it.
Woo, says Bane.
Hey, Mothman, are your like spores like? Can you get high off your spores? Is that a thing?
Sapphire, like, you can't just ask someone that.
Why not? I'm not going to know unless I ask.
It's so insensitive.
Whoever called me sensitive?
The Mothman has never gotten high off of their dust. But it is worth noting this is not actually dust. It is actually little scales. I shed a lot.
Oh. gross. And yeah, pushes her drink away.
Did I Google what moth dust is? Yes. Yes, I did.
You know, this is actually going to be really good for all of our complexions. It's going to be like we're wearing like highlighter all the time.
True.
We're just going to look dazzling. Mm-hmm. Breathtaking. I'm excited about this, especially with the new foundation. She might mix in some scales.
Nice. You're going to be luminous.
Wonderful.
It's going to be like, we're all going to look like we're in Euphoria.
Oh, great.
So I think that's the end of Act 1 for us, right?
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah, did we, I think that's it. Did we want to like end at like going to the like entrance or no?
We still have to do the confessionals too.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay. So,
is there just like a room in the back? Like where VIP parties are held that like the bard's now interviewing people in?
It's like the stand, the witness stand.
Yes.
I think it would be more funny if there's just a table on the other end of the bar.
So we can all clearly hear and see what's going on.
Yep.
Great.
I'm still definitely going to vote Bane out. Let's find the confessional questions. Beep, beep, beep.
It's the same page 10.
Got him. Oh, geez. Well, we're not on the road yet.
I feel like we're just leaving right now. Like we're heading onto the road.
I mean, is this kingdom our home, or did we come here from?
Oh yeah, you're from the woods, Thea.
Originally. Not recently, but originally, yes.
Yeah, I don't think this kingdom's my home, so.
Okay, well, who wants to go first, then?
If nobody else volunteers to go first, Mothman will go first.
Go for it first. Do it.
Go for it.
We're already okay. Covered.
Yeah. Like...
There's no helping the seat now.
Another prestidigitation isn't gonna matter.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So I'll interrogate.
All right.
Let's go. So we get you all settled in into the witness stand that I'm going to say is near the table.
Not even that far away.
Yeah, not even that far. It is a loud bar, but it's still like in earshot. Mm-hmm. So Mothman, what are you going to miss most about home? What's the most difficult thing for you about traveling and adventuring?
Well, the most difficult thing that I can think of is when I'm in big areas like this, and when I'm underground, I suppose. I've never actually been underground, but I suppose the underground would be similar. I don't see very many stars, and it's very unusual. Normally, the Mothman has stars to tell them which direction north is, and it's very unusual when I can't tell which direction north is because there's no stars there.
Wow, that's so intense. That's so sad. Have you ever heard of a compass?
What is a compass?
Oh, geez. And, like, there's a cut. It comes back. Mothman has a compass.
Mothman is, like, holding the compass and turning with it.
It cuts again very quickly. Mothman is now clearly looking upset that he no longer has a compass.
The Mothman is just sitting there like, I had a new toy, and it has been taken from me. I miss that about home now, too.
you can totally have it back after we're done here. Just want to make sure that we can get through this all. So how do you feel about your new gang, the No Squares?
Yes, we are named thus because none of us are square-shaped. See? And Mothman just opens their wings again and is like, I am a semicircle. And then they close the wings again.
Fascinating. Who do you like? Who do you not like?
Oh, the biggest Divas is definitely the most Mothman-like. They claim to have an exoskeleton made of muscle. And that if they were to get stabbed, the muscle would stop it. Much like my exoskeleton. And I appreciate that. I can appreciate somebody who can survive getting stabbed because of an exoskeleton. Who do I like the least? Who does Mothman like the least? I don't know. I don't think the Mothman dislikes anybody.
That's actually so sweet. I'm really proud of you right now that you're able to be so level-headed about everybody, especially after that little meeting.
What happened in the meeting?
Oh, right. You were staring at the candle the whole time. It cuts again. So, Mothman, do you think you're going to be able to accomplish your quest? Do you think you'll be able to heist a precious artifact and defeat the evil Dark Lord Makov?
Well, Mothman believes that through Mothman, all things are possible. So, I suppose yes. Yes, I do believe that we would be able to succeed. The bigger question is, will we be able to succeed before somebody else does? And the answer is that they don't have a Mothman, and we do have a Mothman. And it is through Mothman all things are possible. So I suppose our odds are better than their odds. But it will be an amazing race, that much is for certain.
I have to leave, says the bard.
I imagine this coming from the table.
Cameraman just gets up and leaves, walks away. Yeah. I think we're ready for whoever's next.
So you're confessing. I'm happy to yesify myself for this. So Bane, just sit right here and can we get some color into okay. So Bane, you know, here we are. So I wanted to ask you, you know, now that we are on this great adventure and everything like that, what do you miss about home?
I miss being tethered to the mortal plane. I miss being able to experience things as any other person would. And I miss my mask most of all.
That must be so hard for you.
It is. It really is. Although, not wearing the mask does make it easier to drink.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you really have your priorities in order, and you sound like you're really put together, so that's great. I feel like I understand what's hard about your life, on the road or not, so I'm just going to leave that there. But I really want to know, you know, now you have this little party, the No Squares, how do you feel about them? And maybe, you know, just between us besties, who annoys you the most?
I'm happy I have anyone in my corner, really, for this. There's not many, well, I suppose that's been disproven, as there are, in fact, many people going to try to kill Makov. But my original conception was there weren't many people who would be willing to take on such an arduous journey. So I am happy to have them with me. I am proud of them for being so brave and so willing to share their lives with you and with me. What annoys me most, I'm not annoyed by any given person, although I am annoyed by Thea's lack of commitment to rip Makov's heart out of his chest. I just really wish she would, she'd be more willing to be in my corner there.
Oh, that's so sad to hear. I'm sorry to hear that, but you know what? You know, we have a long ways to go, and maybe that'll change, or maybe it won't. We'll see. But I mean, given all of that, do you think you're gonna succeed?
I don't think that I have another option. I also think that we will 100% be the team to kill them because we have a Mothman. Have you seen him?
Oh my god, yeah. What is up with that?
Yeah, and she takes a sip of her, like just pulls up the fishbowl and takes a sip of it. She says, he said, all things were possible through Mothman, and I gotta believe in that.
Wow, that's really, really powerful. And it, like, quick cuts as the hand behind the camera reaches out to grab the drink from Bane to also, like, take a swig, but it cuts before you see anything. And that's the last question.
Noise. Toit.
Who's going to take on Bart to interview Biggest Stevus?
I got you. Let's get Biggest Stevus in the confessional chair. So, it's been a couple hours, hasn't it? Like, how are you feeling about the whole quest thing? What do you, like, do you miss your life before already? Like, do you miss home at all?
Weird question. Biggest Stevus lives here. My house is, like, down the road.
Really?
Yeah, no, I live here.
Okay, cool. Like, what are you gonna miss about the city, then?
I really liked the food, and everyone here is really small and makes it really easy for me to show them their privilege by pushing them really, really hard.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of small people in the Underdark or the Underworld or whatever for you to push around to. If that, like, gives you any comfort.
I don't know. I want to be really mindful of kind of where I'm coming from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my motto is be conscientious. So I have to do that for the rest of this, you know, endeavor.
Right. That's so deep. So what about the party? What's that hot goss there? How are you feeling about them? Who's annoying you? Who's like, who are you going to make alliances with?
You know, originally I was going to vote for Sapphire because, mm-hmm. you know, she's a smoke show. But after our little conversation, I think I might vote for Thea. She just seems really kind of, I don't know, like she's kind of like put together. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's mm-hmm. kind of weird. Just, I jumped into, you know, killing Markov because I'm good at that.
Yeah, of course.
But she was like, you know, thinking about it. And I'm like, yeah, I respect that. I respect someone who can really think and, like, you know, think. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't think she's a little too put together?
No, she's 100% a square. Like, the squares of the squares.
How's that going to work with your not square thing?
I think I can change her, you know? I can absolutely change her.
That is a lofty goal, Biggest Stevus, and I respect that. I don't think you can do it, but I respect that.
I did nothing to deserve this.
We're just yes anding you saying that you were a square.
Right, Yvonne said. So, quest is starting. How you feeling? You think it's gonna happen? You think you're gonna kill that guy?
I mean, you know, on retrospection here, Biggest Steve has probably didn't ask enough questions about this whole Markov guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy could be jacked, you know? And
I
don't know. But I have to say, I think my odds are pretty good that I could stuff him in a locker.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess we'll see. I think it's like 60-40. 60-40 is the percentage I'm going to give.
Not the best odds, but not the worst I've heard.
Wait, those are bad?
There's this, yeah, like the Bart hesitates and then there's a cut. But yeah, do you think Decapitator's going to taste blood, at least? Our fans are really excited to see you in action.
You know, I made a promise to myself, and that promise was that I would only pull a Decapitator if someone really pissed me off. So I don't know, and like I'm really reserved about that. You know me, I'm really even-handed, mm-hmm. and I'm very yeah. conscientious.
Of course.
So like probably like a 60-40 chance.
Bart hesitates again. Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Biggest Stevus.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
So Kelsey, I think that means that you're up for me.
Yeah, I think I am. Okay, so I guess that means you're up for answering questions, Corey?
Mm-hmm. Interrogate me.
Okay. I assume Sapphire's all up and ready to go as soon as it's her turn without much direction.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely, like, does a little wind spell to get the scales off the seat. And then, yeah, sits herself very prettily down.
That is such a useful skill. Okay.
Tell me about it. It was, like, the first spell I learned. Because, like, I'm not going to go anywhere not looking 100% hot as hell.
Cannot blame you there.
I have a reputation to uphold.
And you are achieving it wonderfully.
Damn right I am. And it
seems like you might need that for a while here.
I am going to walk out of hell just as gorgeous as when I went in.
I do not doubt that for a second. But before you get to hell, you're going to have to do a bit of traveling. So what are you not looking forward to about life on the road? What do you miss about home?
Well, I'm from a small village, like, away from here. So home was lovely. It was by the seaside. I am definitely going to miss the ocean while we're traveling. The sound of the seagulls dive bombing tourists. The sound of the waves on the shoreline. Ships crashing into rocks and just all the sailors drowning. The sounds of home, you know? And, you know, the fact that the road doesn't have, like, proper beds and stuff isn't my favorite.
Fair. Fair.
The little hut thing that I bought is super gonna help with that, but it's just not the same.
No, it wouldn't be. There's something like an actual bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that means you're gonna be in some close quarters with this group of people now.
Tell me about it.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about them? Who's annoying you?
A little apprehensive. Annoying. I don't think anyone's annoying me. Mothman is creeping me out a little bit and apparently getting their hallucinogenic spores everywhere. But I think the rest of them will be very useful. I'm surprised at how much I am growing to like Bane.
Yeah, you didn't seem very on board with her to start.
No, I thought, you know, little creepy, little wizardy, you know, kind of pretentious, whatever, you know, like lizards are. But, you know, she's adept at planning. She's taking my brilliant advice seriously. And I think with a little bit of makeup help, I can definitely help that whole face situation.
Well, if anyone here could, it's probably you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you think you're ready to spend however long this thing takes with these people?
Yep. We've got this. It's going to be great.
How does she look?
Definitely not a little bit manic, like forcing that out. Like, yep, gonna be spending 8 days with these people.
I mean, you have one friend with you at least, right?
Oh, yeah, Thea's, I've known her for a while. She's an absolute sweetheart, and, you know, she makes everything easier just by being there.
Aw, that's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think you'll actually succeed on this?
Oh yeah, we've got this in the bag. That wizard's totally dead.
Gotta admire that confidence.
Look, I'm the best at magic, and we've got those four other people, so how could he possibly stand up against us?
Good point. Don't know how you taught the best at magic.
Exactly. Can't fight that.
Okay, then. Oh no, it's my turn to answer questions.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Oh no!
Better stop! Babe, well, this is done. Please never do that again.
Do you not like my Zulius?
Oh my god. Major update.
God. You're okay. Let's do this.
So, you're not from around here, are you?
No. No, I'm not.
You're from, like, the woods or something, I remember you saying?
That's the simple way to put it, yeah.
And the unsimple way is?
Unsimple way is I travel a lot.
I was explaining a little bit more detail, but fine, it's fine. We can circle back to that, get a little bit of character development going on, and then, you know what? Maybe you'll share it with your friends, and it'll be great.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to share. I grew up traveling mostly in the woods, kind of kept doing it, and now I travel with Sapphire. I don't really have a home to go back to.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of used to this whole thing. So what would you say is the hardest thing about life on the road?
I don't know. It kind of comes easy to me at this point. Although managing everyone and the supplies and everything can be a lot.
Like Sapphire's whole vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free lifestyle?
Yeah.
I think the camera cuts to Sapphire... like taking a bite out of the cheeseburger.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's got bacon on it too. Like it's terrible.
Honestly, her diet changes almost every day. I've kind of just been faking my way around it.
Hey, well, fake it till you make it, I always say. So like we know that you, Sapphire, already like besties, maybe more than that. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not privy to those kinds of conversations. But like, how do you feel about everybody else?
They're an interesting bunch.
But like, good interesting or like?
Yeah, good interesting. Bane is a little terrifying, but also very well organized and. We're probably gonna need that.
But like organized to the point where like she annoys you or
No, I don't think she annoys me.
No, so who does?
Oh gosh.
It's okay if you say Sapphire, we won't tell her.
Wait, she's my best friend.
Hey, I've had best friends who annoy me too.
She can be a lot to handle, but wouldn't trade it. Life would be boring if she wasn't like that, so can't really complain about it.
But like compared to everybody else, like how does she rank? Like scale of like 1 to 10, where would you rank everybody from least to most annoying?
I don't know if I really want to answer that. I'm still figuring all of them out. Let's put it that way.
Interesting. All right. So, like, while you're trying to figure them all out, what would you say your odds of success are? Like, 1 to 10.
1 to 10? I don't know. Maybe around an 8 or so? Like, by all accounts, this plan is kind of ridiculous. But
do you think that these plans would go up or the plans would go up or down in success if you were willing to do vicious murder?
I don't think I'm going to be able to avoid the vicious murder whether I want to or not.
Interesting. Because everybody else thinks you can't do it.
Thinks I can't do what?
The vicious murder thing.
I think they've all got the vicious murder in the bag.
Okay. If you say so.
Look, this plan is ridiculous, but oddly enough, the most ridiculous plans usually seem to work very well, so I'm not counting it out.
Well, we look forward to seeing how this all goes down and whether or not you succeed. Mm-hmm. It'd probably be more interesting if you did, but if you didn't, well, that's fine too.
I kind of hope we succeed, both for the glory of it, and also for the I don't want to die.
Can I do something real quick?
Sure.
Bane is plastered. Bane has drank most of the rest of the sangria that was there, and she didn't eat anything. Bane is going to just, like, lean into the frame and, like, collapse onto your shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like the, like, weird, awkward back hug. And be like, wait. Is this gonna be on TV, right?
I think that's the plan, yes.
Hey, Makov. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're gonna cut the confessional.
Yeah, girl!
That was wonderful.
And she just falls asleep on your shoulder.
Aww.
And that was episode 3 of Just Roll With It's playthrough of Behind the Magic. Behind the Magic is written by Randy Lubin at Randy Lubin on Twitter and can be found at diegeticgames.com/behindthemagic. Thank you to 8ER41 on Pixabay for our intro and outro music. And a big thanks, once again, to Steve and Yvonne for joining us in this game. You can find Steve at DMSteve on Twitter and on the Emmy Award-winning podcast and Twitch channel, Agents Represent. Yvonne can be found at Gremlin Noises on Twitter and at YTristani on Instagram. You can find Kelsey, Peter, and I, Corey, at the usual places, and Just Roll With It at Roll With It AP across the internet, including on Twitter, Ko-fi, and Redbubble. And now you can also find us on Twitch at Just Roll With It AP, as producer Peter has started to dip their toe back into streaming. You may see some more interesting co-working type streams popping up from the other two as well, so stay tuned. Until next time, whether you're rolling nat ones, or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, or the bard is being really mean and asking some very personal questions, don't forget to just roll with it.